Hello.
Oh, hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What issues in the community, sir?
It's mostly about topics such as elections, ma'am, or situations happening in the private market, and we wanted your opinion, ma'am. So, well, for example, one of my questions is, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency? No. Oh, okay, ma'am. All right. Are you aware, ma'am, that very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission? So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in this nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th, ma'am? Would you see your candidate going to vote? You're very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, ma'am, or you're not registered to vote?
I will vote.
Okay, did you say definitely, ma'am, or you're very likely or somewhat likely?
Definitely.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, with which political party are you registered, ma'am? Would you say Republican or Democrat?
A Democrat.
Okay, ma'am. And what would you say is your main racial background?
Mixed, white,
okay.
Latin, European, all
no
mixed.
Problem. Perfect, ma'am. All right, what would you say is your age? Would you say you're 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Oh, ma'am, you sound young. Okay, ma'am, moving on. Generally speaking, which would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
I would say more on the wrong track.
I understand. Mm-hmm. From the following list, ma'am, which would you say is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? For example, I have things such as corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. Any of those, ma'am, that stand out most to you?
Traffic and also insurance.
Okay.
House insurance, that kind of thing.
I understand. And, well, although, ma'am, it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate, probably going to vote for the Democratic candidate, you're leaning slightly to the Democratic candidate, or you're definitely going to vote for the Republican candidate, probably going to vote for the Republican candidate, or you're leaning slightly to the
Republican candidate? I will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
I understand. I'm going to read to you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County, ma'am, that you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of these persons. If you don't know them, you can tell me as well. For example, Raquel Regalado, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I've heard her name, but I don't know her that much. I've heard of the, if you mention her, I'll remember Gabby or Mugatel or something like that.
Oh, that's okay, ma'am. What about Cindy Lerner? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I don't know much about them to say favorable or not.
No problem.
I think, the last one you mentioned is a Democrat.
Oh, the survey doesn't specify, ma'am, but that's okay. What about Richard Prashnik? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I don't know them yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no problem, ma'am. Well, you will now be asked just a few questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, ma'am? Would you say Daniela Levine Caba, Manny Sid, Alexander Otala?
I would say Daniela. I don't know the others, but I know Daniela Levine Caba a little bit.
No problem, ma'am. All right. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Definitely.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnick?
I don't know. I don't. They ring a bell, but I don't know them. I can't tell you that.
Well, from any that you possibly might have heard, ma'am, would you say you're leaning more towards any of them?
It's just that I don't know who they are. I can't say that.
I understand, ma'am. Well, if you had to choose today, ma'am, which candidate are you leaning more towards? Would you say Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, Richard Prashnick?
Well, you want me to guess then? Cindy is a Democrat. I think I voted for her before.
Oh.
I think I would vote for her.
Okay, you would lean more towards her. No problem. And generally speaking, ma'am, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government? Would you say
I don't know her.
No problem.
I don't know her.
Okay,
no,
ma'am.
I don't.
Understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. And on a different topic, ma'am, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased in Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, ma'am, would you vote a yes in favor of the proposal or no against this proposal?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if the property taxes would increase. Is that 100% sure that would happen?
It's just a proposal, ma'am, and we're asking if you would vote in favor.
No, but
of
I mean
the
proposal says that if that were to happen, the property taxes would increase 100% sure, or what?
The survey doesn't specify, ma'am. It just says property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners, but they're just asking, ma'am, if that would happen, if you would voting yes in favor for it, or would you vote no against it?
Mm-hmm. I would vote yes, but I'm sure that I don't think that taxes would improve that much.
Okay. Would you say a definitely yes in favor, or just a probably yes in favor?
Definitely yes in favor.
Okay. All right, then moving on. My other question would be, ma'am, we would like to know as well is, I'm going to read to you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, I just want you to tell me if you're more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. I'll be very quick, okay? For example, the first one says, as a mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for her, ma'am? Or does it make no difference?
More likely.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
No, much more likely.
Oh, okay, ma'am. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for her?
More likely.
Okay, ma'am. Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Would that be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Oh, okay, ma'am. I'll be quick, ma'am. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Would that make you more likely or less likely to support her, ma'am?
Much more likely.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly. So since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her, ma'am?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if these statements are true. I have no idea. So they contradict what you have been telling me about her. So how is it possible that after you said that she had done what she had done, now this is a contradictory statement to the previous one?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking, ma'am. These statements, we're just going to read a series of statements. I just wanted to know if hearing them, does that change your opinion, make you more likely or less likely to vote for her, or doesn't make a difference?
Well, mm-hmm. I don't know. That statement seems to be done by one of her rivals or something like that.
That's okay. All right. Would that make you then, in that case, more likely, less likely, or no difference, ma'am?
No difference.
No problem. All right, moving on, ma'am. We're almost done. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so that they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 reelection. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her after hearing that?
They're more likely.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
All right, and moving on. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
I don't know. I don't know these things. These are difficult questions because I don't know her. I don't know if what you're saying is true.
Oh, okay, ma'am.
You know?
Would you say, you can as well answer, more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Mm-hmm. No difference.
No problem, ma'am.
I don't know if those are true.
I understand. All right, ma'am. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and ride share options. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
I don't know.
All right. Would you say, would you say more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No problem. And these last two ones for this section, ma'am, says Raquel Regalado serves as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now is the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
More likely, much
okay.
more.
Would you say much more? No problem. All right. And as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resiliency, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more, ma'am?
Much more.
Okay, ma'am. Well, so far, thank you for your responses, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, I'm just going to read to you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. All right, after hearing each, ma'am, again, I just want you to tell me if this would make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election.
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but how long is this going to take? It's been a while already.
It's going to be like 6 minutes more, ma'am. We're almost done, I promise. All right, and I'll be very quick to read them. Remember, your opinion does count a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'll be quick to get your answers, ma'am. I promise I'll be very quick. And so I was saying, ma'am, you can tell me as well, after hearing each, if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County. If it makes no difference, let me know as well, ma'am. For example, as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars, ma'am. Does this make you more likely, less likely to support her, or no difference?
If it's true, less likely, but I don't know if it's true.
Oh, okay, ma'am. So what should I put here? We could say more likely, less likely, or no difference. Mm-hmm.
Less likely. If it's
all
true,
right.
I wouldn't vote for that.
I understand. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, ma'am. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to make meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Does it make you more likely or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Less more likely. Much less likely. Okay, ma'am. And moving, Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts her quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood, and as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 in an incorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her, ma'am?
Again, a contradictory statement of what you said before, that this is, I don't know why you're doing this kind of, it's a total contradiction of you, what you just said. So if this is true, of course, much less likely.
I understand, ma'am. Remember, your opinion is it counts, and everything you're saying is being recorded, ma'am. But we're almost done, I promise, ma'am. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media who says she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Does it make you more likely or less likely or no difference to vote for her?
No difference.
Okay. And while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so that they can pay less in taxes. Does this make you more likely or less likely or no difference to vote for her?
No difference. I don't know which of that is true.
I understand. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
Less likely.
Would you say somewhat or much less likely, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, we would just like to know, taking into account everything you just heard, ma'am, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Pashnik?
Well, I would say Raquel Regalado, for what I know, or according to what you said.
Or in the
not sense. About what I know, but what you said.
I understand. Would you say you're definitely voting for or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Probably voting for her.
Okay. And prior to taking the survey, ma'am, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media? No? No? Okay.
No.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And moving on, well, these are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. I just want you to tell me if you follow this content regularly. All right, or not regularly, or you just don't follow this content at all. For example, local newspapers, ma'am, like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald, do you follow it regularly, or you don't follow it, or you do not follow it at all?
Mm-hmm. I wish I could, but they're charging, and I already have 2 subscriptions for, you know, newspapers that I like. So if I could, I would, yeah.
Okay, so you don't follow. But what about local political blogs? Would you say you follow it regularly? You follow it not regularly, or you just do not follow it?
Well, I follow it, yes, somewhat. Yes, I do. But I don't read the newspaper because I don't want to pay for it.
I understand. Okay, ma'am. So would you say local political blogs, you follow it regularly or not regularly, ma'am?
Not regularly.
What about FM radio? Would you say you follow it regularly, you follow it not regularly, or you do not follow?
I love FM radio.
Oh, okay. Would you say you follow it regularly or not regularly, ma'am?
Well, not regularly.
Not regularly. What about AM talk or new radio? Would you say you follow it regularly, you follow it not regularly,
no.
Or you...
No.
You
not
do not
all.
Follow? Okay. Only in Dade. Would you say you follow it regularly, you follow not regularly, or you do not follow?
Only in what?
Mm-hmm. Only in Dade, D-A-D-E, like Dade County. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. No, I don't.
Okay, ma'am. What about Miami's community news? Would you say you follow it regularly, you follow it not regularly, or do not follow?
No, I don't.
Okay. Key Biscayne Independent? So you follow it regularly, not regularly, or do not follow?
No, none of those. I'm telling you, no, none of those.
Okay. Well, we'd just like to know, ma'am, how would you label yourself? Would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I would say a liberal, moderate.
Very or somewhat? Because you can say you're very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative.
It depends. I'm not, I hate extremes. But I would say I'm a liberal, moderate, or moderate liberal.
No problem. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
PhD.
Perfect, ma'am. All right. And that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience and time. Your answers were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.